Blue Wire.
Let's fuck this shit.
It's only a game. Why do you have to be mad?
Hey, Audrey.
Hey, Christina.
Are you ready to hear some calls?
You know what? There's nothing I'd like more.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. At the tone, please record your message.
Okay, I have a pressing question, and it relates to Tony D'Angelo and Sonia Morgan from The Real Housewives of New York City. On an episode last season, Sonia was really drunk and someone told her to stop, and she kind of like muttered under her breath, "I don't need to deal with this, I'm fucking a New York Ranger." And there was like a Reddit thread about it recently. They were like, "I need to know if she's like hooking up with like a professional hockey player who's probably like 20 to 30 years younger than her, or like a New York Ranger a la Elf." One girl hopped on the thread and was like, "I've done research, I looked at the roster, and all details point to Tony D'Angelo, who's 25, and Sonia's like in her 50s, at least. So like, I just need, it's not really a question, just like, question, like, thoughts, concerns, how do we feel about Tony D'Angelo, 25-year-old fuckboy, QAnon aligned, adjacent, not QAnon, QAnon adjacent, this is rambling, I'm so sorry, and Sonia Morgan, formerly married to JP Morgan. Yeah, that's it. Thank you."
So I'll just start off by saying I'm not a Real Housewives person. I don't go here. Do I know who Sonia Morgan is? Yes, but only very vaguely. So I did a couple of light Google searches before this.
So what did you find out?
Well, let me read to you from the website www.celebritynetworth.com.
Okay, cool.
Sonia Morgan is an American socialite, former model, film producer, entrepreneur, and reality television star who has a net worth of $8
million. $8
million?
That's it?
She was married to JP Morgan.
Of the JP Morgans?
You know, the JP Morgan.
Oh my God.
We'll have to marry a bank.
I'm sorry, the $8 million, that's like so low. That's like no money.
Meet my husband, Wells Fargo. Yeah, well, I think part of notoriously accurate and well-sourced website, celebritynetworth.com. So take this with a grain of salt. But also, I think the net worth is considerably lower because, well, I mean, she's divorced, but also because she went bankrupt a couple of years ago after a couple of failed business ventures. So she's kind of like gotten it back on track since then.
Damn, I would love to go bankrupt and then end up with $8 million.
And have a vague event planning business in New York.
So I'm a little bit of a Real Housewives person. I watched New York for a little bit. I didn't really quite get to the Sonia period, but like I know enough about all of these. I mean, they're all batshit crazy. So in my heart, I want to believe that this is true.
Yes.
And I do believe that it is true.
More than anything, I would like this to be true.
Because it would just make a lot of things make sense about little Mr. Tony D'Angelo. What if he was like into cougars?
Actually,
it would make sense.
Does that make sense based on vibes alone? Yes. Again, not to slander Anthony. Not to slander Anthony. But that does kind of fit with my understanding of his personality. I mean, like, and Sonia's hot.
Yeah, she's like really, really crazy.
Here's my theory.
Okay.
She has a daughter. And the daughter is like probably between the ages of 18 and 21. Tony meets the daughter, but then he meets Sonia.
Oh, okay. So it's like
he
a
did
Mrs.
a full
Robinson
Stacey's
situation?
Mom situation.
Oh my God. He wishes.
That's what I see happening here. If it's not true, I think we should make it true.
Yes. If it's not true and you know that it's not true, you have to call in and tell us who it actually is if it's not Tony D'Angelo.
I think Tony D'Angelo is definitely dating a Real Housewife. Which one? Unclear.
I would like to say that I don't need to deal with this. I'm fucking a New York Ranger. It's like one of the coolest things that anybody can say. I don't need to deal with this. I'm fucking a New York Ranger. And just like slamming the door and walking away. It's very cool.
It's either really cool or extremely lame. It's really cool if you could say that and mean, like, Henrik Lundqvist.
Right. Not Tony D'Angelo.
See, it sounds a lot lamer when I say, I don't need to deal with this. I'm fucking Jack Johnson.
Sorry, Jack Johnson, if you're listening to Puck Bunnies. Please stop.
This is also just, like, a testament to women in general, but young internet literate women, to be more precise, women who are addicted to the internet and don't mind their own business. Like, this kind of Reddit behavior where they're like, okay, I did the research. I've come back with this fully itemized roster of who it could possibly be that Sony was talking about is just inspiring.
It's good. I wish that I could make my neurons fire in that way.
That's real research skills.
Yeah, you should get a job with that. Shall I read you a text?
You absolutely can.
Hi, Puck Bunnies. My existential hockey dread for this week is that I just found out that some players wear garter belts. This makes sense because of the socks, but I had never dared to imagine. Who do you think wears a garter belt in the NHL? Everyone? Just Zdeno Chara? It's a great question.
It is a great question. The garter belts.
I hadn't even thought about this being a thing.
It's a thing, but I think at this point it's pretty old-fashioned. Like, I don't think a lot of guys wear them anymore because now they have, like, these Velcro straps that you can use instead to fix your socks to your pads. But it makes total sense that, like, Chara wears them still.
They probably don't make Velcro pads, like, long enough for his enormous legs.
He's wearing the longest garters in the world.
I just imagine Chara has the oldest everything. Like, he plays hockey with, like, a stick made out of whale bones or something
really
like that.
He reminds me, okay, I'm going to do a Lord of the Rings reference here. So prepare yourself, because I've only seen about 45 minutes total of any of these films.
That's all you need.
But, like, he's one of the, like, the trees. You know, the trees that walk around.
Yes, he's an ant, is what you meant to say.
Yeah, so the trees that walk around, that's how I see Chara.
That's not, you know, it's
Thank you.
Pretty much
this
correct.
This concludes my Lord of the Rings metaphor.
Who else do we think wears them?
Well, I did Google.
You can find out everything.
Google incognito search NHL player garter belt.
She's on a list.
That the first picture that came up was Patrick Kane, and I was like,
ew.
Just seen Patrick Kane, night ruined.
Are they like actual garter belts? Like, they go all the way up to their thighs?
They are exactly what you think garter belts are.
I'm looking it up.
There is a strap that goes around your little waist / hips, and then there are the little snaps that come down and hold your little socks, your little thigh highs.
Oh, this is, the first picture it showed me was Sidney Crosby.
Oh!
And it's like a full cod, like, and like he has this cod piece on and everything, so it's a lot of Sidney Crosby
right now.
Quite
Shakespearean.
Wow, you learn something every day. I cannot imagine how bad those garters must smell at the end of the game.
Ew, ew. Have you ever seen Bull Durham?
Yes.
This question made me laugh because it reminds me of the plot point in Bull Durham where Susan Sarandon makes the sexy but dumb pitcher wear the garters to, like, improve his pitching.
Yes.
And they're, like, very girly and very lacy.
Maybe they should mix it up with some, like, fun ones. I love that they had to stop using the garters because the guys were like, these are too gay.
And we're men.
We need Velcro straps.
We need something that makes a lot of noise that a baby can do. It's also just like equipment has changed so much over the years. And I'm like, I get it. But also I think that they should go back to wearing those. I would like to see it.
You know those like, pads that they wear? So they have... the chest plate thing.
Yeah.
I think they could do a lot of really interesting things with a bustier kind of situation. They could really play on the form. I don't know. They need to open their minds. That's all we got this week.
I am so congested right now.
You sound fine.
Yeah, but I don't feel fine.
Me neither. Let's go to a sanitarium. Okay. You can call in with your questions or suggestions for next week's episode at 774-318-6952. Follow us on Twitter @puckbunnies_pod and on Instagram @puckbunniespod, no underscore. If you got time and you feel so inclined, please rate and review on the platform of your choice. If you want to, support us on Patreon at patreon.com/puckbunnies.
I'm Audrey.
I'm Christina.
And this has been Puck Bunny's Mailbag.
What if we had like a special noise? No. No noises.
What if I played the mail song from Blue's Clues?
That's exactly what I was thinking about, but we would definitely be DMCA'd for that.